to Thriving with a Chronic Illness. I am your host, Smiling Sonia, and I share ideas, tools, and strategies I've learned living with and recovering from recurrent viral meningitis. I've undergone mindset shifts that have helped me move from just living to striving with a chronic illness. I know what it's like to worry about taking extended sick leave or losing a job through chronic illness. I share how you can become financially stable with the peace of mind that you have enough money saved to prepare for those emergencies and cover future financial goals.
Good morning. Smiling Sonia here. It is Monday, the 25th of January, 2021. I realise that this won't be going out until February, but I guess it's kind of evergreen content in the world of marketing, I guess. It's, what I'm saying isn't dependent on the time of year, etc. I want to, still on the theme of goals, and I'm not sure how I'm going to title this, but I want to explore, talk a bit about when we set goals and having to tweak them, having to change things, but not the goal itself, if you get my meaning. So anyway, it's Monday, we've had the weekend. I didn't come out for a walk over the weekend, which is very unusual for me. It is, I don't think I came out on Saturday, she says, thinking about it. No, I don't think I did. However, I had what I would call a really good weekend. I really enjoyed my weekend. And it was very low key. I took things very gently. I was surprised on Saturday because I'd had a few very late nights during the week. I went shopping on Saturday, and usually I do the shopping, by the time I put the shopping away, have some breakfast, oh, I'm actually bushed for the rest of the day. But after having my breakfast, I felt, it's really strange, not that I had lots of energy, just that I had energy, if that makes sense. Because I did 3 loads of washing. And one of my goals is related to the house and decluttering. And I'd set this action goal, and now that's what I'm thinking about, to do a half an hour each day decluttering. Well, I managed to do that one day during the week, but just felt, because the only time I have really is after work. And at the end of the working day, I just feel, I just want to be in bed. And so I'm in bed by 7 o'clock after I've prepared something for me to eat. However, on Saturday, I spent probably a couple of hours. I grabbed a few boxes and started to go through them. Threw some stuff away. Found homes for stuff. And there's some stuff that I, excuse me, that I know that I want to put out or display, but at the moment, because I'm keeping the house decluttered for viewers, I put them away. And I identified a few things that I wanted to sell or just give away. So I put a few items on an app called Olio, which is a, I don't know what to call it, but it's for people giving away stuff locally. And it's not so excuse me, easy at the moment to take stuff to the charity shop because of the lockdown. So that was good, I felt. And I, yesterday, again, I had a really kind of gentle day. I put some podcasts onto the Anchor platform. So under my sort of business project, I do my daily podcast episodes, although I didn't do any over the weekend. And I'm going to be scheduling them at the weekend for Monday to Friday. So I did that yesterday, although at one point the laptop or my internet connection has been so, so poor. That reminds me, I need to contact BT today because my internet connection is really, really bad at the moment. And of course I need it for work as well. And all the clothes that I'd washed and dried, I folded them, ironed some, and put them away yesterday. All in a very, at a gentle pace. And that was really good. I was supposed to be watching a film with someone in the evening, but then that had to be postponed. And I got to bed at 10 o'clock, which is great, which is probably why when I woke up this morning, I feel quite refreshed. So talking about my goals and really about tweaking, and I think one of the things I've learned over the years, going to many goal setting workshops or buying programs, reading articles, is that so many times we can set goals, I do the same, and we don't follow through on them. And sometimes it's either way. Sometimes we might think that it's because the goal is too ambitious. Okay, and so we think, oh, there's no way I'm going to achieve that. Especially when, if you've taken a long time to get started. I'm going to do a bit of, go off on a tangent here because it was snowing yesterday. And as I'm walking out now, the snow, a lot of the snow has gone. But I don't know if you can hear, it's quite icy in places. I've been negotiating mud for weeks. Today it's ice because it is quite cold today, so the snow is frozen up. So I'm taking my time as I talk. Yeah, so sometimes what people do is, you know, they set a goal and they're going along and they realise that, oh, time is going and I'm nowhere near the goal achieving that. And they think it's the goal is too big maybe, and sort of readjust the goal. One of the things I've learned, or I've trained myself, is to not readjust my goals, but to look at the actions that I'm taking, or the route that I've taken. And sometimes it's about readjusting the route. And I think about a roadmap. So I think about, if I had a destination to go to, so maybe I've come out, I'm going to a particular area, and I've looked on the map, or the sat nav, as it is these days, very rarely look at maps. Well, I don't look at route maps these days, but I do look at maps. and the set analysis has a route for you. Okay, so your destination is your goal, and it estimates a time that it's going to take for you to get there. And you, all you need to do is drive. And this voice tells you whether to turn left, right, go wherever. Now, on that journey, sometimes what happens is that there may be an accident somewhere, a road might be closed, etc. And so the sat nav doesn't sort of say, "Ah, there's no point. Might as well change the goal, change destination, because something has come up." No, stays the destination, the goal stays the same. But what the sat nav does is finds a different route. Now, sometimes that means it will take you a bit longer to get there. And so one of the things that I have done over time is, rather than change the goal and make it less, or I don't know the term, maybe what I've done is, I thought, well, that's where I want to get in 3 months' time. That's always a guess. That's a guess, isn't it? The time it's going to take you to get somewhere, you're guessing it, because you don't know. Because you don't know what's going to come up. And so rather than readjusting the goal and say, "Oh, I'm not going to get that in 3 months," it's like, no, I'm going to keep the goal. But maybe I need to put an extra month on it. So it's going to take me 4 months instead of three. Still the same outcome. But I've had to change, tweak with how long it's going to take me. So say with the sat nav. The sat nav doesn't just say, "Oh, that's it. Look, you can't go there. Let's go here instead." No, I want to go there. It says, "Right, okay, we can still get you there, but it's going to add another 15 minutes to your journey." Okay, and then you might have to take a slightly different route. Okay. So maybe you may need to, if you're meeting somebody, you may need to contact that person and let them know that you've had to make a readjustment. Okay. Yeah, so that's how I look at my goals. So over the weekend, as I said, in terms of the decluttering at home, I had said to myself, right, half an hour a day. Because that's manageable. I thought I could do half an hour. However, wasn't able to keep to that last week. That didn't mean I gave up on the goal of decluttering. I on Saturday, and this is just how my mind worked, Saturday and as well yesterday as well, I did a little bit yesterday. I it's as if I the 2 hours I put it all into one. Now, so I'm thinking about changing that from half an hour a day to maybe two and a half hours at the weekend, something like that. And I can really get into it then. And then I'm not during the week sort of think, oh, I didn't get to do that yesterday. Oh, I don't feel like doing it today. And it's a bit of a downer, isn't it? When you set something for yourself and you don't do it, you feel as if you're letting yourself down. So I'm just tweaked it. That's good. And I've got to tell you this. So one of the things I'm doing is, because the loft has got, I completely decluttered my loft. It was wonderful. There's all this space in there. Then, because I wanted to clear stuff out of the house to make it so that people, when they come, it looks more spacious. So it looks quite bland at the moment. Like I suppose a blank canvas, really. So I have to put a lot of stuff in the loft and it's completely cluttered. However, there's stuff in there as well that I know I don't need. So, for example, yes, I do workouts. And I've got some big weights in there, weight plates, which I would use with the workout bench. But I no longer use the workout bench, and I no longer use those large weight plates. So I just use dumbbells. So I asked my son to take the weight plates out. I took a picture of them yesterday. I put them on, it's called Spock and Facebook Marketplace for £50. Somebody on Spock came back very quickly, offered me 40. Now it's interesting because before I would have just thought, well, yeah, but I actually know that they're worth much more than 50, but I just want to get rid of them. And so I counted, because you're allowed to counter, you see, I counted with £45. And then over on Facebook, flurry of people interested, somebody offered £52.50. It's hard, so let me just pause. Yes, £52.50, and he could pick up in 30 minutes. Well, that's a no-brainer. Responded, yes. He came. I put, because obviously we've got to do the old social distancing thing. So I've got my front door, and then I've got this secondary door. So I asked my son to put the weights in this little lobby area. The guy came, gave me £55 in cash and said, keep the change. And I thought, yep, because you know that these are worth more. And he took the weights. And so, wow, £50 better off. And that's going to in my fund, of course, for moving, etc. And it was as easy as that. I was talking to a friend the day before, and I was talking about giving stuff away. And he was, it's good because he came back at me and says, oh, because you do a lot of saving, but, you know, shouldn't you be selling stuff? And my rationale is, when the items are very small, and you're talking about maybe a pound or something, and I would probably have taken them to the charity shop, you know, I can just give those away. But any larger items, I will be putting them on the sort of like in these marketplaces. Because in the olden days, would have had a boot sale. Get it out? Boot sale. And usually what's at the end, if anything's left over, you just chuck it. So, alright. Yeah, so that's that. The other goal, which relates to my health goal that I've had to tweak again, as I said, is because I'm just looking for dog walkers. Tweak again. I set I've got a goal, obviously, in terms of walking and doing a workout daily. So walking daily, it's usually the morning, but I've given myself some flexibility there and not said walking in the morning. And I had gym workout. Now, I managed to do one last week because I wanted my gym workout to be immediately after work, which is what I got into last year. But I don't have the energy after work. It just takes so much out of me that I'm just not in the mood. I just literally want to get something to eat and just sit down and veg. And that might change, but that's how I feel at the moment. So I got to the weekend and I was thinking about it. And I thought, I want to get this workout in. And what can I do? And I thought, well, when I used to go to the gym, a couple of years ago now, I went first thing in the morning. And that's when I like going to the gym. And there have been times when, I think last year, I alternated between walking in the morning and doing a gym workout at home. And I thought, ah, I could do my gym workout in the morning. And in terms of walking, maybe after work, that's when I can go out for a walk. Okay. It's getting lighter now as well. It was quite dark at, 4:30. Now it's getting lighter. I thought I could do that. So this morning, when I woke up really perky, I'm pleased to say, before the alarm, and before 6:45 as well, I was ready. I just put my gym clothes on. I normally would do my workout upstairs in my converted loft where it's my office. It's a very empty space with just my desk in there, and it's a very cold space as well at this time. I've got the heating on. I've got space in my bedroom to do this. I thought it was really easy. I'm starting, because obviously I've had my hernia operation, so I'm starting very gently. So I did that, and when I checked the time, I thought, oh, I've actually got time to come out for a walk, because I didn't have to get into the shower straight away. I have showered, by the way, and got dressed. So I did my workout. I mean, as time goes on and my workout gets a bit longer, it's unlikely that I'll be able to follow up with a walk straight away. But I was really pleased this morning that I was able to get this workout done, and I've come out from a walk and I'm talking to you. What about that? Bit of an added bonus there. So I'm back at my door. Ooh. And yeah, so I'll just finish off talking here. It's very cold. Although I've got gloves on, well, one glove on, my fingers are hurting with the cold. So that tells you. I checked the temperature before I came out. -1, it said on my app. So I don't know how accurate that is, because it's very cold. So I think the message I want to give you is, when you set a goal, do make it very specific, and don't make it too small. I think our tendency sometimes is to make it, we talk about making goals achievable, but I think there needs to be a bit of a stretch, because it's got to feel like something worth going for, and that's actually going to make a difference. So it's got to be achievable in terms of a human being could achieve it, someone like yourself. Now, for example, there's no point me setting a goal to run a 4-minute mile, in the next 3 months. That's not going to be, that's never going to be possible, okay? Because of who I am, my age and everything. But then again, we have had this pandemic. Anyway, I think you get my gist. So I do set a goal and make it one that's worth going for. They talk about big, audacious goals. Okay, but make it something that's worth going for, that when you achieve it, you will feel a real sense of satisfaction and really want to celebrate. And once you've set that goal, that's it. And don't worry about the how as well, because I've learned, don't worry about the how, because the how will find its way. And then just maybe set some action goals. So for me, I know, when I set the goal of 30 minutes decluttering every day, and I had a vision of that, because I know what that sort of looks like, I know I'll be able to achieve what I wanted to achieve. Now, what's happened is I've had to think about my energy levels, and I suppose this is where one's chronic illness kicks in. Because if it was some years ago, that would have been easy for me to do, but it's not so easy for me to do now. because I do have to, I kind of have to work with my energy levels. However, at the weekend, I can put aside 2, 2.5, even 3 hours to do some decluttering. And so that's what I've done. I've just tweaked the route, but I've not changed the destination. And the same, of course, with my health. And I really want to get into my gym workouts again. And again, I was set daily, so I'm not changed from doing it daily. Excuse me. But I've changed when in the day that I'm going to do it. And that might change again. Okay, so it's not set in stone. But I do know what I need to do to achieve my ultimate goal. But I can tweak the how and the when. Okay. If you were to see me now, I have my Russian, got my Russian fluffy thing on, hat on. What do I call it? Because it's got this air flap. It's grey. I've got a black face covering. Black sunglasses. I'm black underneath this. Although you wouldn't know, you wouldn't be able to tell. Actually, no, people wouldn't be able to tell. Now, that's an interesting thing. Although, of course, I've got my locks at the back. That obviously goes... Yeah, I've got my locks sticking out the back. Goes as always. So that's a little bit of a giveaway. Anyway, the invisible woman strikes again. Ah, it's a what if. What if? What if you could be invisible for the day? What would you do? I might think about that one. Anyway, great talking to you. You take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
Hey, Smiling Sonia here, your host at Thriving with a Chronic Illness. Now be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on the next episode. Now, if you liked what you heard today, be sure to visit my website, smilingsonia.com, to learn more about how I can help you build an emergency fund.